I think President Mugabe's call for the reform of the UN is in tandem and in keeping with the general debate in Africa around the need for greater say in the United Nations Security Council, as well as membership or representation of African states in the Security Council on a permanent basis. And that in itself is not something that one can fault President Mugabe on, because it's a general feeling as well as intention by the African Union to get that representation.
But how about those who argue and say African leaders must first reform themselves before go out and say they want some of their members to be included in the Security Council?
Well, there is validity in such an assertion, but it may not necessarily understand the point being made not only by governments that are perceived, African governments that are perceived to be undemocratic, but including those that are seen as the beacon of democracy on the continent. And therefore, there is that common ground based on the way Africa has been treated in international relations, whether you're talking about the Libyan crisis or you're talking about the sidelining of the AU in Cote d'Ivoire and so on.